We're going to turn our attention now to an issue that we... Sorry, one more I wanted to get to before we go is Liam Purtle, Bally Longford, retired county councillor for Fine Gael, of course. Paul was always a great friend of mine, one of the finest fellows I have ever met, a great communicator and wonderful host. The last time we met was a retirement party in Bally Longford. Condolences to his wife, Peggy, and to all the family. And we're getting another message in here in relation to scam texts. A text that has come to a listener saying, please register. It says radiokerry.webnode.page/. That's a very dodgy link. Do not click on it. It tells you to click and continue here and comment done and send proof of the screenshot confirmation email after you're done. Take this opportunity. If within 60 minutes we do not get an answer, we will cancel you as a winner. Good luck, says this listener. It's a prize offered, tickets to the Corona. It's a scam. Do not click on it. We never send you a link to put information in. If you are a competition winner, we contact you directly. And speaking of that, we were speaking yesterday about the most common scams and the fact that they've the level of messages, text, email scams, phishing scams has increased by over 400% over the last 4 years. Cybersecurity is a major issue now. I spoke to Kevin Regan of Radius Technologies. It's a cybersecurity firm that's sounding the alarm for small businesses in particular over phishing scams that are using a new tool to bypass security measures. They're saying that there's a new scam that's out there used by cyber criminals all over the world in recent months to compromise email accounts. I spoke to him and asked him about the prevalence of these scams and what people can do.
As your listeners are aware, you know, phishing type scams are prevalent in, you know, for people at home and people in businesses. And certainly in terms of the SME sector, we're seeing a prevalent and ever-increasing level of phishing scam. I suppose what's concerning about most recent level of scam is that this particular scam that we're making people aware of is a scam that bypasses multi-factor authentication. And multi-factor authentication is something that we're all familiar with, although we may not be used to the term, where you use a code generated by either a digital device or your phone to input to access your system. So with this latest scam, the cyber criminals are able to bypass that, and it just means that when you are getting your multi-factor authentication configured, you need to be very careful how it's done, and you need to make sure it's done in the most stringent and lockdown manner.
Yeah, no, multi-factor authentication is let's say if you're signing into your bank from a desktop computer, they might say, well, we've, you know, you have to click something on your phone to make sure we know it's you. Or if you're connecting to someone like Ryanair or an airline, they might say, we need to check that it's you. You have set up multi-factor authentication. We've sent a code, a four-digit or a six-digit code to your mobile device. You know, input that code now and then we'll work away. That's kind of an extra layer of security. So how are these guys bypassing that, Kevin?
Well, what they're doing is they're starting the attack in a way that, again, that your listeners are familiar with, and they send an email to a recipient asking them to confirm their login details for a certain service, be that email or their bank, and they present them a false website. And when they input in their login details, instead of the cyber criminal, I suppose, holding that detail for future use, they transferred that inputted data onto the live, real website. So they act as an intermediary. So when you put in your email address and your password, that is immediately passed to the legitimate website. And then you're asked for a code that is sent to your phone. And again, when you input that into the false website, it is automatically passed to the legitimate website. Therefore, you are granting access to the legitimate website to your cyber criminal, and they're effectively what we call a man in the middle, or an adversary in the middle. So once they've logged into your email account once using that, the cookies are downloaded to their website, and they can continue to log into that website anytime they want after that. So they're effectively creating a man in the middle or an adversary in the middle attack during the login process that entails the MFA element.
Yeah, so, and these fake web pages, they look exactly like the web page, let's say, you know, for whatever it is, Google Workspace, Microsoft 365, anything that you've done, is they can make it look exactly the same. So you think you're on with the real one when you're not.
That's it. That's it. And I suppose, look, what it boils down to here is the phishing element of this, right? So they'll send you an email, and they'll ask you to, you know, please, can you urgently verify that you know, your credentials are correct, or we need you to log in urgently. So they'll create a sense of urgency and a sense of panic, and they'll create some element of kind of a time-based urgency in asking you to do this. And then, look, if it's the wrong time of the day or the wrong time of the week and you're distracted, you know, it's very easy to get
through. It's easy to fall into the trap.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Basically, what, like, I suppose, you know, this is so complicated, and it's complicated for your home listeners, and it's complicated for the SME sector as well. But what our advice to our customers is, and to anybody out there, particularly in the SME sector, is get a detailed cybersecurity audit done on your systems end to end, and that will highlight all the weaknesses that are potentially there that would allow cyber criminals to launch a successful cyber attack on you. And a very critical part of that would be get cyber security awareness training done, because that will help your staff to understand cyber criminals and understand, you know, what the approach is and what they're trying to achieve. Cyber criminals, basically, when it comes to the SME sector, are trying to do two things. They're trying to gain access to your systems, or they're trying to download software that would allow them to gain access to your systems anytime they want. Once they have access to your systems, they can launch any kind of attack they want after that. And the two, I suppose, the two most worrying type of attacks that we see is a ransomware attack, where the objective is to encrypt your data and ask you for a ransom afterwards to return your data. And that, for example, is what the HSE experienced a number of years ago. Or the other type of attack, which is particularly worrying, is where they trick the employee into making a fraudulent transaction. And the vast majority of the attacks that we see in the SME sector are launched through, I suppose, an attack on the employee. So they get they try and trick the employee into completing a specific task. And I suppose with cybersecurity awareness training, it ensures that your staff understand what's going on. And with a detailed cybersecurity audit, if your staff are tricked, at least your systems are locked down to the extent that it'll make the cyber criminal's life very difficult.
And that's kind of what you need to be achieving here. From that point of view, look, it's a lot of work. What do you say to small companies? Say, look, this is too much for us, or are you saying can you afford not to do it?
Well, to be totally honest now, it's not a very significant investment, right? And you know, for us, we're specifically focused on the SME sector. So, you know, an investment of 1 or 2 days consultancy from a third party can allow you to, a third party to come in, do a detailed cybersecurity audit, come back then with a remediation plan, and that's the key, right? So we do the cybersecurity assessment, and we come back and we say, look, here's what we found, here's a get-well plan. You know, what we find is, if we find 50 items that need to be addressed, in a lot of cases, 30, 35 of them are small, simple little changes that doesn't cost any particular amount of money.
Sure.
There may be one or two items that require an investment, but that then is where the business owner can sit back and say, okay, what's my risks here and what's my investment? But I think in terms of getting to that point where you have a remediation plan done, I don't think the investment is very significant. And yeah, I would say, you know, for employers with 1 or 2 staff or 50 or 150 staff, it's well worth it. And I would, and definitely, I would say, you know, do your cybersecurity awareness training. You know, ensure that your staff understand these cyber criminals, what they're about and what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, let me ask you this finally. For the average person out there who faces these phishing scams in their own life separate from businesses, I mean, what's next? It seems like there's an arms race going on between people who are looking to protect information, people looking to steal it. Multi-factor authentication, people thought, well, that's completely safe. Now it's being challenged. Fake websites. How's the average person to differentiate with the increasing, I suppose, sophistication of the attacks that are out there?
Yeah, look, it's a really difficult environment, and it's a really, I suppose, tough place to be for business owners and for your home users. I think, look, it's about being streetwise and about being savvy all the time, continually. You know, and it's like bring the skills that you've learned in your real life into your computer experiences. So, you know, if you're in a city at night, you're aware, you understand where you're going to go, where you're not going to go. If someone approaches you, you understand how you're going to interact. You need to be just on your toes all the time.
Yeah.
In terms
when you're
of,
online,
you don't
as
know
well.
Where it's going to come. Yeah. You don't know where it's going to come from. You don't know what it's going to look like. But I think one, I suppose, mindset to take is, if you're unsure, just leave it. Like, if it's a genuine request, if it's authentic, these people will return in a more, I suppose, usual manner. You know, if you get an email that you're not comfortable with, just ignore it. You know, someone will phone you if it's important. You know, your life will be far more negatively impacted if you act impulsively versus not acting on a request or on a specific, I suppose, inquiry via email or telephone call.